This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Arizona Congressman Trent Franks, a Republican representing the Grand Canyon State's 2nd Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Armed Services Committee. We want to get his thoughts today on President Obama's decision on Thursday to scrap plans to construct a missile defense shield in Eastern Europe, which had been arranged by the Bush administration just prior to the end of the Bush administration. And Congressman, thanks so much for your time today.
Well, I'm glad to be on, Greg. I appreciate you giving me the chance.
The president said there was a comprehensive review. He said there were a couple of critical factors that led to this decision. Number one, apparently a dissipating threat, he believes, of an Iranian long-range missile strike. And also, he says he believes that the technology that's coming down the pike will be more effective at accomplishing the need for missile defense at a much cheaper price tag. Well, what was your reaction to that?
Well, I mean, it's just obviously that he's missing the entire point for the European missile defense site. The European site was primarily predicated on trying to reduce the possibility that Iran would become a nuclear armed nation, or to be able to interdict that threat physically if it was ever developed and used. And the president's alternative plan, ostensibly, we've done an independent study, and we've called upon the Defense Department to release the classified elements of that study. I can say this to you that's in the public domain. The president's alternative costs about twice as much as the ground-based system that we planned for Eastern Europe, and it does not come online for about 7 additional years past the 2013 line that would be the target date for the European missile defense site. So the bottom line is that his alternative does not protect the American homeland. And secondly, it does not allow us any opportunity to use it as part of a strategy to prevent Iran from gaining a nuclear capability. And that's the whole reason for this. That was the primary reason for this third site, this European site, was to prevent Iran from becoming a nuclear nation. And right now, he's taken that off the table. I am completely stunned.
We had gotten a few inklings from, I believe, some officials in Poland in recent months that this might be happening. It was the Czech prime minister who made the announcement official, and then Obama clarified later on Thursday. In terms of the impact this has on our relationship with those Eastern European nations, what do you think the fallout is?
Well, I mean, I think it's profound. We betrayed the Czech Republic and Poland, and these were brave, courageous allies. You know, I was in both of those countries on behalf of this system. I'm the chairman of the Congressional Ballistic Missile Defense Caucus, and let me just suggest to you, they went against a lot of saber rattling by Russia to stand with us on this, and we have betrayed them. And I think it is a disgrace that beggars my ability to describe.
Congressman, I believe it was during the 2008 presidential campaign that President Obama, without going into much detail, basically said he didn't like the idea of spending so much money on unproven technology. So do you get the sense that he really believes this technology is going to work, or this is just his way of easing out of the system?
Well, that's the funny part. I mean, some of the contradictions here would be hysterical if it weren't so serious. The technology that he speaks of has not yet been developed, or has not yet been actually developed into hardware. And the technology that we wanted to place is already developed. These are ground-based interceptors, the same kind that we use in Fort Greely, Alaska, and Vandenberg Air Force Base in California to protect the American homeland. And these are ground-based interceptors that are already built and tested. And for him to suggest that somehow, you know, that we're using unproven technology is just not true. And secondly, his alternative proposal is to use something that won't be able to be deployed till about the next, maybe 10 years. So it's just the contradiction just astonishes me. And again, it is a very great danger, in my judgment, to the children of this generation and certainly the children of the next generation. If Iran becomes a nuclear-armed nation, the entire paradigm of world security is profoundly altered. And if this president allows that to happen, he will not only be betraying America, he will be betraying our allies and the cause of human freedom itself. To allow Iran to become a nuclear nation is a fundamental disaster for the human family.
Congressman, one of the rationale being talked about widely today is that this will improve American relations with Russia, which was strongly opposed to the missile shield in Poland and the Czech Republic, and that Russia will then be an active partner in laying the clamps on Iran, so it will not be that menace to the world that you just described that it could be. Do you believe that that scenario is likely, or at least significantly more likely?
Well, let me just say, an active partner is the word I think the phrase that you used. Is that the phrase you used?
I think so.
Yeah. Russia has been an active partner with Iran. They helped them build the Bashir nuclear plant that can give them additional nuclear fuel. Russia has delivered nuclear fuel to Iran, and Russia has every indication that we have in our intelligence indicates that they have actually assisted them in their missile technology. Now, they didn't need a lot of assistance. They've already gotten that mostly from North Korea, and they are well on their way to be able to do anything that they need to with their missile technology. The thing that we're hoping that they don't have yet is the ability to actually build a warhead and to put it atop one of their missiles. But that is an eventuality that will occur if we don't do some very different things than this president is doing. And I have two little one-year-old twin babies, and I just am mortified to stand there and see this president do this today, because I think it endangers their future. And it is just, again, astonishing to me that the president would have taken this disastrous step that he's done today.
Congressman, do you sense that there's any chance to reverse this policy, or are we pretty much set with this now?
Well, I mean, if the American people don't wake up and start watching who they vote for, unfortunately, we're going to pay a terrible price for that. And if you hear some frustration in my voice, it's there. This really concerns me. If we can make some major gains in the next congressional election, maybe we can slow down some of the dangers here. But so far, we've seen this president in about 8 months. Here's what he's done. I mean, he's ignored the danger of jihadist terrorism. He's arrogantly disregarded the Constitution. He's established himself now as the abortion president. One of his first acts was to send money overseas and the taxpayers' money in the middle of a financial crisis to kill other unborn children in other areas. He's now in the process of spending and taxing this nation into extinction. He wants to have a major takeover of health care by the government. He's taking this country down in a tremendously dangerous and disastrous direction. And the true questions that plague me at this moment are, what is the next disastrous policy the president has in mind for this country? And what were the American people thinking when we elected him?
Just before we let you go, Congressman, you mentioned the Iran threat that is looming. Iran has basically said that it doesn't want to talk about its nuclear program with the United States or anybody else for that matter. Some experts say they're within months of actually deploying anything. So many people think outside of an Israeli strike that there's not much else that can be done. Are we down to that few of options, or is there something more concrete that can be done?
Well, we're not down to that few of options. I mean, the American military can prevent Iran from becoming a nuclear nation if they have the leadership to do that. And I'm talking about on the level of the White House. But the truth is that, yes, a nuclear Iran definitely is an existential threat to the state of Israel, and Israel knows that. And to place them in the untenable position of having to respond themselves without the rest of the free world joining them is it's a cowardly act on the part of our president, because it literally puts Israel having to defend themselves all alone against an enemy that has sworn to destroy them. And if Israel does defend themselves, it inflames the entire Arab world. And to suggest that Iran is a long, long ways away from being able to build a nuclear capability is just not true. I mean, they have about 3,300 pounds right now of low-enriched uranium right now, and that's not tomorrow. And that's what we know of that we've actually been allowed to inspect. And it would be fairly easy now for them to start to reprocess this low-enriched uranium. They could probably have that processed into highly enriched uranium within less than 6 months if they wanted to. Maybe less than 4 months. So I'm saying to you, we really are facing a growing crisis here, and this president seems oblivious or unwilling to do what's necessary to protect the homeland of the United States and our forward-deployed troops and our allies in Europe, and hopefully be able to devalue a nuclear program in the hands of Iran so that some of the other actions we take will prevent this dangerous reality from coming into play where we face a nuclear armed Iran.
Congressman, a very sobering discussion, but a very necessary one as well. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us today.
Thank you for having us on. If I seem a little overwrought, everybody's, at least my message is getting through. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Congressman Trent Franks from the 2nd District in the state of Arizona, member of the House Armed Services Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.